Video is the most powerful form of communication, but too many people tend to overthink and overproduce when it comes to creating videos. In this episode, we talk about one of the most efficient, simple, and impactful forms of video that you can begin to use right away. I'm Luke Clayton, and welcome to Church Media HQ. Today's episode is brought to you by our fall and holiday media collection. Look, fall is here, which means you likely have a busy few months coming up at your church as you head into this fall and then the Christmas seasons. Our latest media collection helps your church make a positive visual impact on your community, both in person as well as online. The media collection includes event designs, sermon slides, social images, videos, and fully customizable templates. You can browse the full collection and access some of the free downloads at churchmediahq.com/download. You get the exact media that you need for the season ahead at churchmediahq.com/download. That's churchmediahq.com/download. Welcome to your weekly coaching session that will teach you a new concept, provide creative insight, and maybe even help you avoid a mistake so that you can achieve excellence in your media and marketing. If you find this content helpful, then help out someone else by taking a moment to share this with another leader or creative like yourself. Now, this is our new format for the second weekly episode of Church Media HQ. Our goal is to bring you this content in 10 minutes or less on these episodes. Now, we are still going to be featuring our conversations with other church leaders and creatives every week on the first episode. And actually, it depends on how you watch or how you consume, because we actually do drop our videos a little bit earlier. In fact, in most cases, we actually will be dropping the conversations rather on Fridays, and then we'll put the on video and then the audio on Mondays. All that to say, we've been having two episodes a week now for really since the beginning of this calendar year. And so what we're going to be doing is we're going to be taking one of these episodes every week and featuring conversations. It'll be a little bit more of an extended episode. And then we're going to have the second episode each week be these quicker coaching sessions and talking, just giving you something that's quick and hopefully actionable, something you can act on and take away in 10 minutes or less, or at least that's the goal. Now, we recently finished a series about making podcasts, and if you haven't checked that out, be sure to go back and listen to that, because one of the things we did emphasize is that we do believe, and I do teach, that you need to be doing your podcast in form of audio. Many times you need to be doing that first before you ever make the transition into video, because good audio is more important than good video, and we are going to be emphasizing that more later. So I want to make sure that that's kind of more or less a prerequisite to this content series, because this series is going to be about making videos. Now, at this point, I've produced hundreds of hours of video content over the past 10 years or so, and I've done it all for different formats, from documentary style interviews to more creative, you know, narrative short films. And there's value in each of these formats and production styles, but the truth is that many productions don't have to be so, well, they don't have to be so well produced. And what I mean by this is this: one of the easiest and effective video formats is what we call the talking head video, where, much like this video, you or someone else simply look into the camera and you talk directly to the viewer. Now, here's why you might want to consider giving this a try. Maybe you're a little bit skeptical. You say, okay, that sounds way too simple, whatever. Well, here's why you want to think about this. And that's really what I want to talk about in this particular episode, is just why you need to consider it. Well, first of all, it doesn't require a lot of setup. You need good lighting, you need solid audio, and you need some type of a camera. And as we're going to discuss, and I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but having a high-end camera isn't necessarily a must. Nowadays, your phone good lighting plus a solid audio source is going to be more than enough. So it doesn't really require a lot of setup. And it can feel really personal to the viewer because you're talking directly to them. I remember one time I was watching a video in kind of this corporate setting, and it was the video of at this particular organization of the kind of the core founders, if you will. They were talking in this video in kind of an interview format, and that they were just kind of sitting on couches, talking to each other, looking at each other, just having conversation. That was really kind of it was cool in and of itself. You know, it felt like you were kind of there, part of the conversation. But then it was about probably about a 10-minute video, and then towards the end, the main, you know, kind of leader there of the organization turned and looked directly into the camera at what we call breaking the fourth wall. Up to this point, he hadn't been looking at the camera. Like I said, he'd been looking kind of over at this guy and that guy, and they were kind of again talking, and then boom, he broke the fourth wall. And in that moment, even though it's a pre-recorded video that's probably been played dozens, if not hundreds of times to all different audiences, he really connected with that audience. He really connected with me. And it was really, really powerful. And that's what this video format can bring to your, you know, kind of your viewers. You know, you can really make a solid connection with someone who maybe they're just sitting there watching it on their phone or whatever it may be, but you can really connect with them because you're looking, really essentially looking in the lens, the camera lens, and you're really making direct, like right now I'm looking, if you're looking, we're making eye contact right now. Not to be weird about it, but I mean, that's what's happening. So there's really potential, and it can feel really powerful and personal to the viewer. It's also a really great starting point for producing what you might consider more advanced video formats. I can tell you this, I kind of started all over the place, if you will. I was doing, like I said, the narrative, kind of like short film type stuff. And then I kind of started to dabble into this. And I can say, as I've done this with this podcast and our YouTube content over the years, what I've learned just sitting in this studio, more or less, has translated so well when I get kind of in the field, if you will. And a lot of the skills we learn just by here, because here we're in a controlled environment. I have my lighting, my sound, my camera, it's all, like I said, controlled. And when you go out in the field again, your environment so often is not controlled. So if you can learn how to make things work in this controlled environment, it will help you so much more if you ever need to go out in that kind of in the field and kind of in that environment where you don't have as much control. So here's one of the main things to take away here. When it comes to producing this type of video or any, you got to avoid the overproduction. This is when it appears that you're just trying too hard for the shooting style that you're using and that your audience is trying to reach. You know, when it comes to YouTube or social media, a lot of times being overproduced can really, you know, it can really hurt your viewership. It can hurt. It can just seem like, oh man, this guy's trying too hard. He's clearly just starting out here, but he's trying to sound all professional and whatever. You got to just, when this format, you just kind of be yourself. You just kind of take it easy and whatever. And yes, we want quality, but we don't want to overproduce. We don't want to look like we're trying too hard. And so here's the big takeaway for today. If you know that you need to be using video in your media and your marketing, but you're struggling to come up with a creative idea, just start simply by shooting a video just like this one. All right. You just share your thoughts, you promote your goods, your service, whatever you're doing, you just talk to the camera. If you're doubting that this format's effective, well, that's exactly what I've been doing here these past few minutes. And as of now, you're still here, at least if you're watching the video. If you're listening by audio, it's a little bit of a different dynamic. But of course, there's more to it than just what I've talked about today. So over the course of the next several episodes, I'm going to be sharing a new tip with you every episode. So make sure that you are subscribed wherever you are watching or listening so that you can receive these new coaching tips and episodes. And until next time, whether you're new to this or maybe you're some type of a seasoned veteran, I just want to encourage you in something. I want you to stay innovative, keep dreaming, and just don't ever, even if you doubt yourself, you say it's nothing good, just don't stop creating. And I'll see you next time, right here on our weekly coaching episodes.